Let's pick up with Resh Beis Yud Beis, and I'd like to try to cover quite a bit of ground, God willing, in this next while, towards the end of the Zman. The Mechaber writes, Kol ha-peros she-tovim chayim mevushalim kigon tapuchim la-agosim bein chayim bein mevushalim mevarech bori priya eitz. So the rule of thumb is that a fruit that a person doesn't eat in its normal fashion, so then in such a case, the bracha that is made is a bracha which is a shahakal. What happens if you have a fruit that's eaten both raw and cooked? So we learned in the past that if it's normally cooked, you get a bar priyetz. What if it's both? So in such a case, the bracha is a bar priyetz. Continues the mechaber. Ve'ein dar main derech lachlam chayim, el mevushalim achlam kishayim chayim var shahakal, kishayim mevushalim bari priya eitz, as we mentioned before. Let's continue on halacha yugimel and put the two sifim together. Egos gomor hametuga medvash. If you have a grown healthy walnut, so then in such a case, even if honey is added to it, mevarech alav bari priya eitz. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah describes this case, and then we'll go back to peros chayim mevushalim. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samach Zayin writes, "Va'af agav de egoz and darkan lechol chayim." Let's say you deal with a walnut that's eaten better, it's enjoyed more raw. And if you cook it, so then it makes it worse. So then what would that halacha be? If you eat it raw, then in such a case it gets a bracha of a bari priya eitz. If you cook it, then it's going to get a shakal. Now, what happens if you do a third thing? You add sugar to it, you add other ingredients to it. So here, that's the chiddush of Sif Yugimah. Afilu hachi mishasakin osa al yidei tigum advash, harehi mishtan mal yusa al yidei advash. So here the post can bring out that what emerges is that even if you have a fruit that is not entirely good cooked alone, and you cook it with other things, as long as it still is the ikar, so then it still gets the bracha of bori priya eitz. You have a walnut, it's normal to eat it raw. It's not normal to eat it cooked. But then you cook it with other things, and then it's normal for people to eat. So then also in such a case, it gets the bracha. It reverts back, hence we go back to the opening part of Sif Yud Beis. It reverts back to a fruit that's enjoyed both raw and cooked. And if it's enjoyed both raw and cooked, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be what? Is going to be a bar priya eitz in both cases. Now, there is a big discussion amongst the poskim. A lot of ink has been spilled about what is the hagdara of tovim chayim umevushalim. It's enjoyed both chayim and mevushalim. So there were some poskim that emphasized that you need to look at rov. What's the normal, the rov, in what way is the fruit in general enjoyed? The problem here is that when you talk about most fruits, so then let's say 60% of the time, let's take walnuts. 60% of the time people eat it raw. 40% of the time they enjoy it with sugar and honey that's added to it. So does that mean that automatically it's only gets a eitz when it's raw, because 60% of the time it's not that way? So many poskim say that that's not true. That the Hagdara, when there are times that you see that the poskim say, rove of the time, it's enjoyed cooked, and therefore it gets a bar priya eitz. What it means is not really, really raw. What it means is, it means that it's common for that to be enjoyed in such a manner. Where is this Hagdara found? So there is an interesting tzushtel that the Sefer Zos HaBracha makes based on a Chuvas Chassam Sofer, which really comes from a Rabbeinu Yonah. It's in the Sefer Zos HaBracha, page 240. Again, the crux of the question is, how we magdir the rule of rov? Does rov mean 60% of the time, or rov means what we call bezman hazeh derech? So in the Sefer 240, in Zos HaBracha, he quotes an issue that we've discussed in the past, and he's medayek based on a Chassam Sofer, based on a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is bothered, when is it that smashed fruits gets a bori priya eitz, and when is it that smashed fruits loses its bracha bar preis and it gets a shackle. So we gave the halacha lemaisa categories. Now it's interesting, if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah gives us two hagdaros of when the Gemara says that loses its borei pri'eitz. He says, number one, kivan shenisrasek ein ha-pri nikar, that the pri is not nikar, you can't notice the pri. And number two, mipnei she'anasav achilasav kol hashana kishu pri. We're talking about the Gemara says that loses its bracha because normally it's enjoyed as a pri, not as something that's mashed. So the Sefer Zos HaBracha says like this. He wants to say maybe it's the Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation of when it loses the Bar Priya Eitz is actually totally the question of how you understand the rule of Rov when it comes to fruits. Do you look at Rov in terms of majority, or do you look at Rov in terms of Derech, Dahainu? According to the first pshat that says that mashing is different because the pri is not nikar, so then maybe Rov could be understood as being the majority. However, the second pshat, what's the second pshat say? Second pshat says that the reason why you make a shahakal on smashed fruits, again, we had a discussion how much it has to be smashed, we passing has to be really pulverized, but either way, when the halacha says a shahakal, is because it's normally eaten by the individual. That fruit is generally eaten, says Rabbeinu Yonah, as a full fruit. So now, what was he talking about? Was he talking, when he says the derech, does he mean a percentage? No, he doesn't mean a percentage. Rabbeinu Yonah is referring to as a derech. So Sefer Zos HaBracha says that this yisod that the other posts can point out, even though there are times that you see Rishonim use the word rov, Sefer Zos HaBracha claims that that means derech and it doesn't mean rov mamish. So hence, if you have a fruit, or for that matter, could very well be not only fruits, other foods as well, that the derech is to eat it in different fashions, so then in such a case, even if 60% it's eaten in this manner, 40% in another, still, in both cases, it will be able to get a borei pri'eitz. I saw a hand, yeah. Oh, okay. Let's continue on and see what implication this halacha has. Let's take a look, actually, further on in the Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Vav, Siv Gimel, there is an important halacha that, Siv Katan Gimel in the Mishnah Brura, that's relevant to the above Sif. And that is, the Mechaber tells us what happens if a person makes an error in his bracha. If a person makes a bracha, Avalim Birech Al Priya Adama Borei Priya Eitz, Lo Yatza. If an individual makes a Borei Pri Adama, when he's supposed to make a Borei Pri Eitz, so then, I'm sorry, if a person makes a Borei Pri Ha Eitz on something that's supposed to be a Borei Pri Adama, so then in such a case he's not Yotze. That's the rule of thumb. If you make a Borei Pri Adama on an Eitz, you are Yotze. The inverse, then you will not be Yotze. So Mishnah Brura comments in Sifkatan Gimel the following Ha'ara. What happens if this fruit, its derech was not to eat it this way? And for that reason, it should not have gotten a Borei Pri Eitz. But it really is a fruit. It's just not its derech. So what's an example of that? Let's take a practical example. You have an orange that has been ground down, right? If you have an orange that's been ground down, it's not normal for people to eat oranges in such a fashion. In such a case, what happens if a person made a mistake and he made a Borei Pri Ha'etz? So here, what emerges from the Mishnah Brura and Sifkatan Gimel and Siman Reish Vav is that there are times that if the reason why it was supposed to get a different bracha was because it wasn't the derech, the Mishnah Brura says that in such a case you are Yotzei. So again, let's plug it back in to Reish Beis Yud Beis. The halacha is im ein derech la'achlam chayim, the seifa of the halacha el mevushalim, if the derech is not to eat it raw, rather cooked. What happens if he makes a mistake? This comes up sometimes. Every once in a while he says to the Rebbe, I made a mistake. I made the wrong bracha. I should have made a shahakal, not a eitz, because I realized it's not the normal derech. So, the post can point out that the Magen Avraham writes that even if you have something that it's had a chisaron in its bracha, Because let's say you have a fruit that hasn't been entirely matured, and it's sitting on the tree. So then really it doesn't get a Borei Pri Eitz, but rather it gets a Borei Pri Adama. If you make the mistake in such a case, you make a Borei Pri Eitz. That's how it's relevant to Siman Reish Vav. Then in such a case, you are Yotze. Similarly here, that even though the Halacha says that if it's not the Derech, it gets a Shehakol, but if an individual makes a mistake, unlike in other Halachas, in such a case, he would be Yotze. Okay. Let's continue on. Sif Yudal. Egos Rach. Shemivashon Bidvash Vikarlo Nos Meskada Mivarech Alav Shehakol. Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking about a nut that normally is planted to be entirely mature, and one eats it then, and therefore if one takes it off early, even if you spruce it up and you make it edible, even if it's going to be the derech for such people to eat it in such a manner, but it wasn't planted, most of those nuts are not planted in such a derech, then in such a case, if it's lo nuti inchi adaiti dahachi, so in such a case, the bracha is going to be shahakal. V'chein osam egozim shemevashim bidvash bodem yirukim mevarchim shakal. Similarly, those things that are eaten raw, even if you spruce them up, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be shahakal. We've alluded to the next si'if, Tezvav in the Iyun Shir, and that is a very, very big machlokas Rishonim in regards to sugar. Now, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, you would never have noticed if you read the Shulchan Aruch the whole discussion. That's why you can't do the sugyas by reading the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes that on sugar, the bracha that one makes is a shahakol. V'chein hamotzeitz konim mesukos shahakol. And similarly, someone who sucks out from a sugar cane, in such a case, the bracha is going to be shakal. Before we discuss the sugar, I'd like to point out this halacha of mitzitza, of sucking out from the cane. Now, there are Rishonim who hold it, the bracha on sucking out from a sugar cane is eitz, and some who say that there's adama, we pass and it's a shahakal. Now, the question needs to be asked, what exactly is the act of being motzeitz? He's not actually eating from the fruit itself. Let's say it's called a fruit. The cane, no pun intended, is called a fruit. So then in such a case, the halacha is, you didn't get the pun? Motzeitz kanim, sugar cane. Okay. So then in such a case you say that the cane is going to be considered a fruit, so then what is the diun, even if it is a fruit? At the end of the day, one's not eating the fruit itself. One's taking out from the fruit. Similarly, the post can have a fascinating discussion. What would the halacha be if a person takes a grape, takes a plum, we do this sometimes, and they suck out the juice from the fruit? What bracha in such a case do you get? So here is an exciting case. I once told you we're going to go to Hilchos Shabbos and we never got to it. Here's an instance where we go to Hilchos Shabbos and we infer from Hilchos Shabbos. Actually, the halacha is a big heter in Hilchos Shabbos becomes the yisod of a prima gadim, becomes the yisod of Hilchos Brachos. I believe the prima gadim in Hilchos Shabbos in Shin Chaf somewhere puts the two together. And that is, we all know there's an issur d'oraisa to squeeze on Shabbos fruits. The prima gadim says that issur is only when the fruit is not in the person's mouth. If the fruit is in the person's mouth, then there isn't going to be an issur. So if a person wants to know, according to Prima Gadim, it sounds like, again, we're not passing in Hilchos Shabbos right now, but the simple reading of the Prima Gadim is that if a person wants to suck out of a plum, in such a case it would be permissible on Shabbos. So the post can say, aha! Based on that Prima Gadim, it's like a shmak of piskei chuvas. The Prima Gadim, they say, based on this Prima Gadim, you go the same in Hilchos Brachos as well. In which way? That we say that it's not considered as if you remove the mashke. So therefore, someone who sucks out of a plum, the bracha is going to be what? The bracha is going to be a Borei Pri Eitz. Why? Because we don't consider it as a fruit extract. Once it's in the person's mouth, it's not considered separate. Derech Agav in Hilchos Borer, you have this rule as well sometimes, that once it's in the mouth, it's not subject to the rules of Borer. So that's the pshat. That's all behind this chiddush over here. What's behind this chiddush over here is the following, that once it's in the mouth, and it's motzeitz kanim, so in such a case, then you would have said that you should get a Borei Pri Adam, you should get a Borei Pri Eitz. Just like the halacha is that you make a Borei Pri Eitz if you suck out of
suck out of a plum. However, here the Mechaber Paskin is like the most lenient position. The most lenient position being Shehakal. Now the Be'er Halacha points out that there are many, many Rishonim. Some say it gets a Bar Priyat, some say it gets a Bar Priyat Adama, some say it gets a Shehakal. However, the rule of thumb tends to be when there is a machlokis la'alacha, we tend to go to the lowest common denominator, and therefore the bracha is going to be shakal. What's the lumdus behind this machlokis? So in Iyun, we discuss that the Rishonim who say that you get a shakal, which we paskin like, say that the hagdara of for a chiyuv of bracha is that you need something to have, not simply be part of a eitz, a tree that grows. It could be a sugar cane is something that grows, but it needs to have the identity of a fruit. Not the product of a tree, but it needs to have what we would call colloquially a fruit. So that's how we paskin. The colloquialism of a fruit is mechayev or priyetz, and not simply a sugar cane. The sugar cane itself might be a tree, but it's not considered a fruit. I pointed out to the Talmidim that that seems to emerge from what the Ramah emphasizes as well at the end of Siman Reish Beis. That the Ramah says that the only time that there's going to be a bracha of Borei Priya Eitz is when it gets, when it's the Ikar HaPri, when it's the primary product of the tree, and it needs to be also something that has the Tsuras HaPri. If it doesn't have both of these conditions, so then in such a case it's not going to get a bracha. This is how the Tur explains. According to the Tur, this is how we explain why certain things that are part of the tree but are not the ikar, so then in such a case it doesn't get the bracha. So there are two conditions which emerge. Number one is it has to be the ikar apri, it has to be the primary thing, and it also has to have the tsuras hapri. It's very interesting that the Tur has an objection on the Rambam that we've now answered based on what we've said. The Tur says to the Rambam, Rambam, you say that in such a case it's not considered a pri. If you take a look, the Be'er Halacha quotes the Tur's Hasaga. Vatur Hisagalov. The Rambam says that it's that just like the Halacha is, that you don't make a Borei Priya Eitz on juice, so too over here, you don't make a Borei Priya Eitz on what emerges from the cane. So asks the Tur, but wait a second. Delo dami in the first line of the Be'er Halacha. Delo dami ledvash tamarim. Deina tamarim omdim bikram lekach. When it comes to the juice from a fruit, so then in such a case, the primary purpose was not for the juice. But over here, the primary purpose is for the sugar. So says the Be'er Halacha, I'll tell you the answer. That even though, if you skip all the way down in the Be'er Halacha, he gives us the punchline to the Teirutz. It's about, I would say, 10 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Shanim. Va'rambam sover de bevadeh asvaru kidash shniya. El de svirele de lav priu klal. He says that's not called a pri. In other words, you need to have the definition of pri. And then the Ramah goes even further and says not only do you need the definition of pri, but it needs to even be the ikar pri. So the fact that it grows on the eighth is not enough. Hence, the Mechaber and the Ramah are in agreement. Growing on the tree is not enough. And the Ramah even goes further. The Ramah adds that it needs to be the ikar apri. Another halacha that emerges as well from the Motzeitz Kanim is the following yisod. What exactly are you swallowing when you're being Motzeitz Kanim? When a person, does he really, really swallow anything of substance? Now, it could be that he swallows the sugar entirely. But it could also be that by the time the sugar reaches his trachea, it's almost entirely dissolved. It really doesn't have much mamoshus at all. So the Chai Adam asks, what's the difference? I'm saying the Chai Adam in a certain way, but this will get bottom line. And we need a title for today, right? So here we got a title, gum. This is always everybody's shot. What's the halacha in regards to chewing gum? So is there a bracha or is there no bracha? So I'm going to say over the Chai Adam's opinion by asking the following question. And that is, the Chai Adam asks, what's the halacha? We all know the answer to this question. What's the halacha if someone puts something in his mouth to taste whether it's salty or not, and then he spits it out? So that's the famous sugya in the Gemara Yudalit Amid Alf, Mita Emes. According to most Rishonim, you spit out. that's the case. If you swallow, then such a case could very well be that you're chayiv a bracha, and that's how, that's one day in the mechaber later on. The halacha is that someone who spits out doesn't get a bracha. Asks the chayyadim, what's the difference between this and motzeitz kanim? He says, at the end of the day, you're not swallowing anything by motzeitz kanim. He doesn't. What's he swallowing? He's swallowing anything of mamashos? So Chayyadim answers the obvious, and that is that you don't necessarily need to swallow mamashos to be chayiv a bracha. As long as a person does a ma'isa achila with the intent he has kavana to be nene mita'emes, there's no ma'isa achila whatsoever. It's not considered a ma'isa achila. Here it could be there's nothing of real substance that goes down his throat, but as long as his kavana is for achila and to have anah, then by definition you're chayav bracha. Hence the poskim say that according to the chayyadim, just like we see by the rule of motzeitz kanim, that the halach is that he makes a shahakol, so too over here the rule of thumb will be that he makes a shahakal. The rest of the halachas in the Shulchan Aruch are self-explanatory in regards to spices. Spices in general are considered insignificant if they're there to spice up the food, and therefore they don't get a bracha, as the Mechaber says in Tezayin. And all the other yisodos, I think we've already covered. God willing, tomorrow we will start with Siman Reish Gimel.